doing today? Good. Thank you. Happy holidays to everybody. Yeah, we got our winter coats on, so ready to go outside. All right, so what do we got today? It has. It does seem like we're just in Tennessee, doesn't it? Yep, it's been quick. It has. Yep. I mean, it usually goes by a little faster when, you know, when you win. It's those 4 and 12 years that really drag.
So preparing for the elements, like yesterday, being outside and in the rain, and then in advance of this Sunday, just not looking so good.
Well, yeah, whatever it is, it is. Yeah, so whatever weather we get today, we get. Whatever we get Sunday, we get. We're not trying to forecast it. We'll just practice on whatever comes, and I'm sure sooner or later we'll get something similar.
You seem to indicate on Wednesday, Bill, that the possibility of Gronk playing was a medical decision at the time. Is that still the case, or has it shifted to you now?
Yeah, that's still the case. You know, okay. I mean, only had one practice really. We just walked through on Wednesday, so it's like we talked about. It's staying in shape and, you know, doing a bunch of sit-ups and all that's one thing. Being out there with 21 other guys playing football, that's another thing. So there's no way to simulate that. Just can't replicate it, especially when you're by yourself. So I'm sure it'll take a little bit of time.
It's obviously different when you're dealing with an injury as opposed to somebody you can't see for a month, but is it easier to maybe work with a guy who comes back from injury because you've seen him often, or is it just unfair to even compare the two?
I mean, they're both hard. I mean, you know, we dealt with it back, you know, when you had the training camp holdouts. We had those, I remember, back in the 80s with the Giants, you know, guys that hold out all training camp and then come in. You know, they were healthy. They just hadn't been playing football, and it's just not saying they can't do well, can't say, and they can't perform or anything, it's not the same. And the injuries, it's the same thing. Guy can keep up, you know, in the meetings and all that, but it's still not quite the same as being able to actually go out there and participate. You know, it's better than not being able to be in those meetings or not hear what's going on, but it's not the same as actually doing it. So, you know, still a gap there.
Well, the offensive line is had a rough couple of weeks. Are you concerned about the number of hits that Tom is taking, and if so, what are you doing to try and fix it?
Well, we try to do that every week. Protect the quarterback, throw the ball, make holes for the running backs, run the ball. I mean, it's nothing any different. So we try to do every week.
You've been in this situation a lot where Sunday is not going to be your last game. Do you take almost a player by, is it a fine line figuring out how much guys are going to play and looking beyond Sunday to the postseason?
Well, not in this particular case, because there's nothing that we can do to help ourselves unless we beat Miami. We can't. There's nothing we can do to help our situation unless we win. So we have to win for anything to be happen positive. That's no guarantee that it will, but that's the first prerequisite. So that's what we are operating under, that premise. We got to go out there and win. We got to, if we want things to be better, we have to help ourselves, and we have to do that first. So that's really what it's all about.
Recently, Bill, we've seen a lot of Hooman sort of as the second tight end, maybe all over the offense, but lining up on the end of the line recently. Can you talk about just what he's contributed, not just of late, since he's arrived?
Well, of course, he had a little bit of background with Josh last year, so he had some familiarity with the offense, and we had some familiarity with him, not me personally, but Josh. And you know, but he's a smart guy. He can catch the ball. He's got good size, tough guy. You know, pretty smart. He's played on the punt team, played on the kickoff return team. He's given us some snaps on special teams, so he's got some versatility. He's intelligent. He's, you know, a big, strong guy that has some athleticism, can catch the ball. So there's a number of different things that he can do. He's lined up in the backfield, lined up on the end of the line, played on special teams. So, you know, he's been a guy that's filled some different roles for us from time to time, depending on what the needs are. And I think he's, you know, gained confidence, of course, in coming back from his injury. And, you know, I think that's something that progressively in time should continue to get better. And at the same time, he's, you know, gained confidence in our coaches, our players, our system, because he's been productive. And so, you know, I think he's been a good addition to the team. He's helped us in a lot of different ways.
Game plan. Is there ever a consideration this time of the year when you know you're going to play in January as to not wanting to put certain things on tape because you want to use them in the coming weeks against the Bengals?
Well, I think that definitely would be a consideration if the game didn't mean anything standing wise, you know, kind of like a preseason game. You're out there playing, but the game really doesn't count in the standings. It counts in your development as a team. But I think when you're in a situation like we are, where we need to win to improve, then it's worth winning to improve. So.
Bill, that if you put something on film, it takes up preparation time for that team to consider it, and they also have to prepare for it.
Sure, yeah, everything you put on film, I'm sure another team, any team that's good on their preparation would talk about, and you know, if you know they have it, you want to be prepared for it, sure. But again, I think this is a lot more about our performance, our execution level, more than it is trying to outsmart somebody else that's a good team that we're going to have to eventually play here, whoever it is. There are obviously all good teams left, the teams that are in the playoffs. Whichever one of them we play will be good, or they wouldn't be here. And they will have seen plenty of us, and I don't think it'll come down to who out-tricks who. It'll be who plays well. And that's at the top of the list for us, is just executing and performing well. Being alert, doing the things that we need to do, and doing it at a high level, and in this case, stopping the key playmakers and schemes that Miami has. But if we can do what we need to do, I think that'll be a good start, no matter who we play, and that's always a big emphasis for us.
Bill, are you a believer in generating positive momentum that you have it heading into the playoffs? Because Tom said on Wednesday, nothing really carries over week to week. Is each individual week its own entity? What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. That's what I totally believe. Each week's its own week. Yep.
Volker's been particularly dominant against the Dolphins. Is there anything about Miami's defense that you see that helps his skill set as a player that allows him to be so successful?
That helps.
Just help that he's had six, 100-yard receiving games. Does anything that you see in the Dolphins' defense that allows him to succeed that way?
No, I mean, they're... they have a new defensive coordinator this year from who they had last year, so... I don't want to say it's coincidence. I know Wes is a good player, and he plays well against a lot of teams. I don't have any reason why it's, Miami is a good defense. They do a good job against everything. And, they're good against the run. They rush the passer. They cover well. Good in the red area, good on third down, good on the goal line. So, hopefully we can move the ball and score some points on them this time, but I'm sure it'll be challenging.
There's been so much talk still about illegal hits, how the NFL is obviously concerned about player safety. Even at this point of the year, are you closely monitoring how games are called, how referees or officials are looking at hits, legal and illegal?
Well, certainly we monitor anything that's new, that's a change, that's different. And the league periodically informs us of things that are, I don't want to say they're like not rule changes, but that sometimes they'll send us videos or memos saying, we've been seeing a lot of this lately, and here's how we're going to call it. We're going to, treat it this way or treat it that way, whatever it is. So any situations like that, you certainly want to stay on top of. But as far as the rest of it goes, I think it's the rules are the rules. Now, you know, we all have seen these games every week. Some plays get called differently than others. You got 17 different crews or whatever it is out there officiating the games. Not all of them are see it exactly the same way or call it the same way. Some crews call a lot more penalties than other crews. But that's, it's always going to be that way. I don't think that's anything revolutionary there. It's just, it is what it is. So, you know, I think we, look, we know what the rules are. We try to play within the rules. We coach within the rules. We don't intentionally coach any penalties or situations that are going to be flagged. We don't want that. So we try to do it the right way. Does it always happen? No, but that's what we're trying to do. And if something's changed, then we try to modify it so that we're within the boundaries of that play or that technique, whatever it is.
Did it come at a good time as far as team health standpoint? I know things have to fall your way this weekend, but how beneficial would a bye be just from a getting guys healthier standpoint?
I don't know. Depends on what the injuries are. We'll have to see how it goes. But, I mean, it's one less game you have to play. So, I mean, in this league, this time of year, you know you're playing a good team. So whoever you play is, you know, they're going to be good. So having to play one less game, you know, I think there's some advantage to that, definitely. Okay, great. See you Sunday.